Cars to Protect on Beat.
Sustainable festivals have become quite the buzz term over the last few years, but how does that actually work? How does a festival become sustainable, and what does it actually mean? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I travelled to the DIY Harvest Festival in Waterford City, a food festival that celebrates Waterford's rich food heritage and the diversity of the local restaurants, eateries and producers. I met Shona Dubois, co-director of the Harvest Festival, and found out what they are doing to reduce carbon emissions and in doing so create the greenest event yet. It was a warm, busy Friday morning, and while the traders and DIY staff were getting ready for what would become record numbers attending the Harvest Festival, Shona told me their plans.
Our mission at DIY is all about food empathy, food systems, sustainable living. That's kind of at the core of what we do, and it's all about, at its most basic level, like bringing people back to nature, respecting nature, understanding the climate crisis that we're in, and what those individual personal actions that we can take to effect a bit of change. Our intention this weekend is to show people all the many different ways that they can actually take a small little action, and by all of us doing that together, it can have a big change. So there's lots of talks, demonstrations, cookery demos, there's all sorts of things, but really it's just bringing people back to those little actions that they can take themselves.
And as well as showing people what small actions they can take on the road to climate action, the DIY Harvest Festival was also ensuring that their weekend had a lower carbon emission, and that started with how they fueled the festival.
My name is Liz Honan and I am the production manager for Harvest Festival. Most of the stalls are running on generator power, so to reduce our emissions we are now for the first time using HVO fuel, which is hydro-treated vegetable oil. It actually reduces carbon emissions by 90%. So we are delighted that Clem Heyer kind of rejigged his generators for us so we could put this fuel in. And so all of our power for traders is coming off that this year, which is brilliant.
So the sustainability side of it, I suppose, is there's two sides of it for us at the festival. There's what we want the customers to experience, but then there's also the operational side of running a sustainable event. And that's not so easy, but there are steps that we've been able to take this year that are a big leap, I suppose, on even how we did it last year. And the biggest one for me is that we've replaced all our diesel in our generators, which will power a lot of our market traders here this weekend. We've replaced those with a fuel called HVO, which is hydrogenated vegetable oil. It's a much greener fuel, and that's kind of a huge leap, and I'm hoping that we're setting a standard now for city events that just becomes the only way that it's done, because we need to move away from the fossil fuels.
There was a plastics ban at the Harvest Festival, and they even put plans in place to turn your food waste into something useful while still on site.
We have a biodigester on site, so again we're just trying to show people how you can close that loop between your food waste and your compost. So instead of it all just going into general waste, what we're going to do this weekend is feed our biodigester, which is basically like a composter on steroids. So it speeds up the whole process of turning that food waste into beautiful sort of compost. So we're going to feed the biodigester all weekend and try and just show people about how this is what you can replicate in your own home. And it's about, I suppose, not wasting anything. So that food waste now becomes another output that's very useful to the planet.
How are you doing? It's Gerry McDonald here, and I'm with the company called Harp Renewables. We're here today to help the DIY guys with our sustainability project over the course of the festival here in Waterford. We're supplying them with a biodigester machine that'll take care of all the waste food from the festival over the weekend. So what we plan to do is, we've a couple of little brown bins. We're going to send them round to the different food stalls. And I think Shona was saying this morning that there is, we'll say, waste receptacle areas and there's going to be people showing people what to do with the waste or whatever. So we'll have our food waste there. We'll bring it all back here. We'll take a few videos of it going into our machine. And then we'll have a look at it again tomorrow. We'll look at it again on Sunday, and you'll see the process breaks it down into an organic fertiliser.
So, as the largest crowds to date attended the DIY Harvest Festival 2 weeks ago, the team were working hard to ensure that it was also their greenest event.
It can feel very overwhelming. It's a very noisy space. Sometimes it can just feel like throw your hands up, it's too big a problem. But actually, in actual fact, it's not. And our intention this weekend is to show people all the many different ways that they can actually take a small little action. And by all of us doing that together, it can have a big change.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.